Okay. Jasmine, thanks for joining me in this conversation about In Pursuit of Balance.
Thanks for having me.
I know that you're one of the co-founders and currently the president of In Pursuit of Balance. Let's start our conversation and go back to the beginnings, how this organization started, how the goals developed, and then we'll move to the current status of the organization and the current events.
Great. Well, thanks for having me today. In Pursuit of Balance is an organization that was founded by myself and Raj Parr in 2011, but our conversations about it started a lot earlier than that. I started working for my family's winery in 2008, and prior to that, I had been living in New York and had met a community of wine lovers and had been, you know, introduced to great Burgundy and was sort of experiencing Pinot Noir through the lens of Burgundy. And, you know, when I came home to start working for my family's business and started to get involved in California wine, and I, you know, started to taste such a wide range of styles of Pinot Noir from California, and Raj and I were friends and just started this, you know, multi-year conversation about Pinot Noir in California. And one of the first questions I said to him or asked of him was, why can't we make wine like that, you know, that being Burgundy in California? And he said, well, we can. I mean, try Jim Clendenin's wines, try Ted Lemon of Literized Wines. And so, you know, we started to taste some of those California Pinot Noirs that are elegant, restrained, have tension, and started tasting my family's wines and thinking about them and you know, how could we bring more of those qualities into our own wines. And I'm not a winemaker, I do the sales and marketing, but starting a conversation with my father, who takes care of the farming, and our winemaker about that. And then, you know, we said, why don't we get a group of these producers together in the same room? And we originally conceived it as a cool climate Pinot Noir tasting, but then we realized that it wasn't about climate, it was about intention. So let's get a group of producers together whose intention is to make wines of purity, of focus, of balance, site specificity. And so we did our first tasting in 2011. It was 100% Pinot Noir. We had about 25 producers. Raj and I literally sat at the bar in RN74, his restaurant in San Francisco, and wrote names on the back of a bar napkin. So, well, let's invite these people. So it was very casual. It was really just friends that we felt were pursuing those goals that I mentioned, and that made quality wines. And we just got together and did our first tasting, one to celebrate what they were about, what those producers were about.
And where was this first event held?
We actually held it at RN74 in their event space. It was super crowded. We did not anticipate the level of interest, and everyone was sort of squeezed in there together, but it was really fun, a lot of camaraderie. And it was also just a wonderful forum for producers to interact with each other. So, you know, to see, you know, Adam Tolmach from Ojai tasting, you know, the wines of Calera with Josh Jensen was so cool. And to create, you know, both a forum for the consumer and for the members of the trade to come in and taste our wines and hopefully, you know, become interested in them, but also to create a forum for winemakers to interact and to discuss and to share ideas. Mm-hmm. That's part of our goal with IPOB, which is why now we're also doing seminars around the event, so that these can be really working events in a sense for the winemakers.
So there's an educational component.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
And what do you have planned? Now you have an upcoming event in Chicago. That's what date?
Actually, our next event is going to be in New York on February 4th, New York on February 4th, and that is going to be a walk-around tasting in the evening. It's a Tuesday night, so every single, we have 31 member wineries now, and each of those wineries will be represented by a principal or a winemaker or an assistant winemaker. That's one of the few rules that we have at IPOB is, you know, you got to be from California, Chardonnay and Pinot Noir only, and you have to send a principal, because we want our guests to be able to stand, you know, across the table and, you know, be tasting the Ceritas wines and be talking to John Ratek, the owner and winemaker. So that's very important to us. So it's an incredible opportunity not just to taste the wines, but to meet the people behind them. And, you know, you'll come to the event because you've heard of Literai, Fela, A Bon Climat, Calera, Hirsch, but then you'll get to discover producers that maybe you've never heard of. I mentioned Ceritas is a very small producer, LaRue, Channon. I mean, some of our producers make, you know, a few hundred cases per year. So these are, really, it's an unparalleled opportunity to taste the classics, but then also discover new wineries.
And are you having a seminar in conjunction with that?
New York is a tasting only. The San Francisco event will be held on March 10th, a Monday night, and that's an evening tasting, but we're also holding seminars as well. So we have two seminars. One is about vine age and how vine age affects Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, or affects the wine ultimately. That should be fascinating. We've got four incredible producers that will be bringing different examples of wines with different vine ages to talk about that. And to, you know, one of them emailed me the other day and said, you know, I actually don't think vine age matters. And he's like, should I still be on the panel? And said, you know, that's exactly why we want you on the panel. We want to debunk myths and actually ask real questions. And our intention with the In Pursuit of Balance seminars is that they be meaty and that they be technical and that they be very serious and focused. Last year we did a seminar on whole cluster fermentation in Pinot Noir. I mean, pretty geeky stuff. Incredible demand for that seminar. I was so gratified to see how many consumers and members of the trade wanted to listen in and taste those wines. The second seminar in San Francisco this year will be on defining ripeness in Pinot Noir. And we're actually, we've invited Jamie Good, who is a British wine writer and scientist, to come over from London to lead that discussion. And we've got some great winemakers on that panel as well. And those will be held in the morning, and then the tasting is in the evening.
Wow, those are two great subjects.
Thank you, we're excited.
Yeah. I think you'll find a lot of interest in those subjects, and they're somewhat controversial.
Yes, they are, yeah. And we hope for, as I said before, a real discussion, you know, a real debate. For those who aren't able to attend the seminars, we actually do film them and live stream them. So there's a possibility to actually watch the seminars as they're happening. Unfortunately, you won't be able to taste the wines, but if you're stuck, you know, at work and you want to listen to the seminars, and you can actually post questions to the panel via Twitter. So all of that information will be on our website, inpursuitofbalance.com, if you're interested to listen in to the seminars.
Okay. And can you mention some other names? You mentioned a number of people that are in the organization, wineries.
Yeah, so we have, as I said, 31 member wineries. Some of the sort of, I would say, you know, flagship names: Literai, Fela, Abon Climat, Calera, Hirsch, Pei. We've also got some new members, which we're really excited about. Mathiasen, who was just named Winemaker of the Year by San Francisco Chronicle. Incredible Chardonnays. I mean, incredible Chardonnays of tension being produced in Napa Valley, not normally a place that I think of as a place for really restrained Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. Liquid Farm is a new member. Hanzel is a new member, which we're so excited about. One of the most historic wineries and vineyards in California, and their winemaker will actually be sitting on the Vine Age panel. Perfect person to be talking about Vine Age with some of the oldest vines in California. Also, one of our new members is Domaine de la Côte, which is a new winery from my co-founder, Rajat Par. So he makes wines under his Sandi label, but he has a new project called Domaine de la Côte. Incredibly limited, extraordinary Pinot Noirs. When our blind tasting committee that decides, now we have a mechanism to join IPOB and every wine has to go through the committee, when they tasted those wines, the entire energy of the committee changed. You know, you saw people just perk up and say, what are these wines, you know? And, you know, many of the wineries I've mentioned, you know, it's really not possible to taste a lot of these wines because they're so small, they're so limited, they're highly allocated. You know, in some of our wineries like LaRue, female winemaker Katie Wilson, she makes 400 or 500 cases of wine a year. She, you know, she doesn't do very many marketing events, so this is really one of the only opportunities to taste her wines and to meet her. So
the members are screened in the sense that their wines are vetted before they're invited to participate.
We after In Pursuit of Balance, you know, the first year very casual. You know, Raj and I just decided on which wineries to invite, but then it took on a life of its own, and we realized that we needed to have a very fair, formal process by which wineries could join, and also by which wineries could be asked to leave the organization as well. So we have a committee of 5 people, including John Bonnet from the San Francisco Chronicle, Wolfgang Weber, who writes for Wine and Spirits and also sells wine, Christy Dufault, a CIA educator at the Culinary Institute, and a few others. And this committee meets and tastes blind and evaluates the wines to decide if wineries can join. And we don't insist that each winery submit every single wine that they're planning to pour at the tasting, but we make a decision at the winery level. So, you know, Hansel, for example, they wanted to join, they submitted wines, the committee tastes them blind and said, these are amazing Pinot Noirs, these are amazing Chardonnays, we want this winery in. And so then we invited them to join. That's the way that the process works now.
And do you have specific criteria when you're judging the wines, or is it kind of a general style impression?
We're looking for two things. The committee is looking, when I say we, I should say I'm not on the committee. Mm-hmm. Raj is on the committee, but he doesn't have a vote. We try to keep it really fair. Mm-hmm. And generally what the committee aims to do is to look first for quality. The wine should be good. But also that, you know, stylistically they fit with what IPOB is about. Mm-hmm. That being said, you know, I mentioned intention. For us, intention should trump style, in a sense that, you know, you take the wines of Calera or Hansel. I mean, Hansel is not shy with new oak. Calera, you know, Josh's wines can sometimes push into the mid-14s and sometimes, you know, low 15s. In terms of alcohol, and people mm-hmm. think IPOB, you know, you have to be under 14%. There are no alcohol rules. There mm-hmm. are no even, you know, there's no criteria around how the wines are made. We tend to look for wines that are pursuing a transparency to place, that are pursuing terroir. I personally believe that balance, which is a very vague term, but, you know, Pinot Noirs that are overwhelmed with fruit tend to hide terroir. So for me, balance, making balanced Pinot Noir is more about pursuing the goal of terroir. So if the wine is balanced in all of its elements, then there's a chance for the site to shine through in the wines. So we try to look for unmanipulated wines. We don't ask producers to tell us how they make their wines. That's really their business. But in the end, that tends to be what comes out in the selection process. We've thought about formalizing the rules, and we've decided that it would be better to leave it open, and to, mm-hmm. to leave the discretion to the committee. Mm-hmm.
Now, these two upcoming events, these are open to consumers and...
So the trade is invited to attend. We have an afternoon session for trade and media for both New York and San Francisco. And members of the trade and media who would like to attend can RSVP to info@inpursuitofbalance.com. You do need to RSVP and pre-register for the trade events. And for consumers, they can visit our website, inpursuitofbalance.com, to purchase tickets. And we still have tickets for both New York and San Francisco.
Okay. Well, I thank you for giving us the lowdown here. I can say personally I've attended a couple of the In Pursuit of Balance events, one in San Francisco and one in Los Angeles, and I highly recommend it. The seminars are quite technical, but certainly understandable, and they're usually controversial, which makes them more interesting. It's not like a college lecture on clones or something. I think, like you mentioned, it's a chance to discover wineries that maybe you didn't know about or wanted to learn more about, because these producers tend to be on the small side, have limited production, and with Pinot Noir, the two are often associated. Small production and quality are often related, so I would highly recommend any of those listening to attend one of these events.
Thank you, Esty.
Okay.
Thank
you. So thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thanks.
So good. That's good.
Awesome. Will you let me know when it airs so I can be sure to...
Yeah, when I get back, I'll...